Florida Department of Citrus Public Relations Director David Steele discusses the metamorphosis of Captain Citrus from an orange-shaped character visiting second graders into a major spokesperson for Florida Citrus.
Captain Citrus started out with a backstory that had him originating in outer space, of all places. That shape that he had was quite unmistakable. It looked like a bowling ball. We were limited in our ability to reach students because it was driven primarily by physical visits that were made by that character to second grades around the state of Florida. And earlier this year, we entered into a partnership with Marvel, which is one of the leaders around the world in character development, storytelling, and licensing. We redesigned that character into much more of a traditional superhero sort of a look, and he has partnered in some opening comics with the Avengers, which are some of the very popular characters that Marvel has. He's going to be distributed in comic books all across the country. He's available now in a digital comic form at CaptainCitrus.com, and a million print editions of that comic are going to be distributed around the country, literally, along with teacher's guides that help to integrate the messages of orange juice nutrition, the values of the Florida citrus industry, some history, and the importance of making smart choices into the curriculums. It has generated much more in the way of PR benefit than we even could have anticipated. Those print comic books haven't even hit students' hands yet, and just since announcing the partnership, we have had over 800 news stories in six continents, generating about 280 million impressions on consumers, and that far exceeds any goal we would have set, and that's before the program's really gotten off the ground. So we've been very, very excited about the energy that it's created and the attention it's drawn to the nutritional benefits of Florida orange juice.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.